when one attaches a mezuzah to one's doorpost, so there's a bracha, like we have on many mitzvahs. Asher kedushanu mezuzah v'tzivanu l'kba mezuzah. That's the nusach habracha for this particular mitzvah mezuzah. And that's obvious that you'd say this bracha if you're attaching a mezuzah for the first time. You move into a new house and you're putting up mezuzahs. Of course you'd say a mezuzah. What about a situation where there already was a mezuzah, but it was taken down or it fell down, and now you're putting it back up? So a person took off his mezuzahs to get them checked, or for any other reason, and then he's putting them back, or it fell off. And now he's reattaching it to his doorway. Both of these cases happened to me this week. So would there be a new bracha that is recited when you put the mezuzah back on the door? So oftentimes in halacha, when a question is not explained explicitly in this context, so we look for other contexts which are parallel, which address the same issue. When there's a mitzvah that's been performed, and now there's a break, and you're doing it again, do you make a new bracha? So many poskim, like the Aruch HaShulchan and many others, refer to a discussion in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Hilchos Tefillin. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Simen Ches, that if a person is wearing tzitzis, and he takes off the tzitzis, and then he's going to put them right back on. He's taking off his talis, or he's taking off his tzitzis for a short time, and he's going to put them right back on, that he has to make a new bracha. That when he takes it off, that's the end of this Kiyum HaMitzvah. He puts it on, that's a new Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the Ramah there disagrees. And the Ramah says if you're taking it off with the intention of putting it right back on shortly thereafter, and you do put it on shortly thereafter, no bracha is recited. However, even the Ramah agrees that if it falls off, if you don't intend to take it off, your talis falls off. So then, when you put it back on, you would make a new bracha, because when you took it off, there was no das to put it right back. You didn't even intend to take it off. So that does not bridge between these two kiyum mezuzahs, and then you would make a new bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes it. Let's transfer this over to mezuzah. If a person takes off the mezuzah with the intention of putting it right back on shortly thereafter, and he does, in fact, put it right back on, no bracha would be recited, according to the Psak of the Ramah. And if it falls off on its own, and then you find it and you put it back up, so then a new bracha would be recited, and this is the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. Interestingly enough, Rav Avad Yosef says exactly the opposite. B'diyuk ha'afech. He says, in a case where the mezuzah falls off on its own, then he says, no bracha would be recited. How come? He says, even in Hilchos Tzitzis, there are those who disagree with this psak. Even though the Mechaber and the Ramah both agree that you'd say new bracha, there are those who disagree. By the way, there are even Ashkenazi poskim who disagree. He says, and safek brachos lahakel, afilu neged, Das Maran. So therefore, no bracha would be recited. On the other hand, when you take it off, and with the intention of putting it right back on, that's not parallel to the case in Hilchos Tzitzis. And the case in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Ochanami, we're not going to say a new bracha. We're going to be choshish for the Ramah, even the Sfardim. But in the case of Hilchos Mezuzah, that's not called taking it off with the intention of putting it back on, because you don't know if you're going to put it back on. If you're taking it off, if in the case where you're taking it off to get checked. Why are you taking it off to get checked? Just to make sure it's kosher. What if it's not kosher? The very fact that you're taking it off to get checked indicates that there's a chashash, who knows, that maybe you won't be able to put it back on. So that's not called that you're intending to put it back on. And therefore, when you put it back on, he says you'd make a new bracha, and he quotes various Sfaradi poskim that indicate that that was in fact the practice, and he says, we don't even say Savik brachas lahakel in a case where there's a minhag kavua that you'd make a new bracha. So Rav Avadya says, if you take him off to get checked, then you make a new bracha. If it falls off on its own, or if you take it off for any other reason, then you would not make a new bracha. Again, many, many poskim, especially on the Ashkenazi side, paskin, as we said earlier, that if you're going to take it off to get checked, so then you don't necessarily make a new bracha. Depends if it was how, you know, if you, it depends if you were able to put it back on shortly thereafter. We have to define now what's shortly thereafter. So that's a little bit questionable. Certainly, if it's the next day, then definitely you'd make a new bracha. On that same day, so then there's different opinions, how long, how many hours would be considered still shortly thereafter. But if it's going to be put on shortly thereafter, you don't have to make a new bracha. Obviously, if the mezuzah is puzzled, then now you're putting up a kosher mezuzah, whether it's the same mezuzah that was fixed or not, then for sure you'd make a new bracha. But otherwise, if they're all kosher, then you would not make a new bracha. On the other hand, if it fell off on its own, so then many, many poskim hold that one would, in fact, make a new bracha when you attach the mezuzah once again to the doorpost. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.